Novena in honor of Nuestra Señora de la Salud, Our Lady of Health. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Act of Contrition. My Lord Jesus Christ, my Father, Redeemer of my soul, wounded and crucified, in order to give me health that I do not deserve, I repent and am sorry for having offended you. I come to you, my God, my Creator and my health. Because of what you are, I feel great pain in my heart for having greatly offended you. I resolve, Lord, with your grace, the amendment never to sin again. For this reason, I expect and I hope from your infinite goodness through your sacred passion and through the merits of my most sweet Mother of Health that you free me in this life from plague of soul and body by granting to me what I asked in this novena. If it is for your glory, amen. Eternal God, Creator of all things and Redeemer of the world, who through your immense goodness, you deign to grant us the ineffable gifts of eternal health through the fertile virginity of your beloved Mother, Most Blessed Mary, my Lady, who is our health, life, and hope. I humbly beg you, through the merits of this sovereign Queen, and through those of your passion, life, and death, that when my time comes, my heart may be detached from the things of this world, dedicating myself totally in loving you with most ardent love, in such a way that I may die of pure love of you, at your feet and those of your most pure Mother, and the saints to whom I am devoted, may help me love you and die. However, if you wish me to remain still in this valley of misery, I beg you, Lord, that you help me walk through the path of your chosen ones by following your examples and imitating the virtues of your most holy Mother so that I may merit to see you as the saints in heaven see you. And I also beg you to grant me what I request in this novena for your greater glory in the service of my Lady, health, and the good of my soul. Amen.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Saint Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Consideration. Let us consider the extraordinary beauty of the body and soul with which the Most Holy Mary was born in the world, that her body was so special or unique that compared to it, the most beautiful seraph is ugliness and imperfection, so much so that when Saint Dionysius saw her, he was so astounded and engrossed that he himself admitted that she received it from God, who preserved her from ugliness. The beauty of her soul is so incomparable that neither spoken nor written words could explain. The angels are left mute in admiration. It is enough only to know that all the power of God, being infinite, pour over this most outstanding child the immeasurable treasure of all the virtues, privileges, and graces with which she surpasses and exceeds all perfect creatures that are and there may be in heaven and on earth. Here the divine wisdom did its utmost for no other reason but that she had to be the mother of the eternal word and the general health of humankind. For this reason, from eternity, he preserved her so pure that the original sin did not offend even just by its shadow. Reflection. Is it possible that at the sight of so beautiful a child, you can find such beauty on earth? Prayer. Most Blessed Virgin, Child of the Eyes of God, and Child also of our own, who was born in the world, made beautiful with all the treasures of glory and of nature, in order to give joy to heaven and earth, and to banish with your brilliant light the darkness of the original sin, my soul praises you 1,000 times for such singular prerogatives, and all of us pray to you with humble devotion to look at us with motherly love by making our hearts more fruitful with a dew of divine grace, and in addition, by granting physical health so that walking with satisfaction and joy in this valley of misery and labor, we may arrive, guided by your light, to enjoy with it forever in the heavenly court. Amen.
Let us pray 5 Hail Marys in honor of the 5 letters of the most sweet name of Maria. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Closing prayer. Sovereign Empress of heaven and earth, Mary, Mother of God, inexhaustible sea of health, on whom all your children and devotees pin their greatest consolation, all of us prostrate before your holy altars, we offer you our humble gift and brief tribute of the Holy Novena, and we would like to have the ardent love and fervent devotion with which the seraphs in glory praise you, and all the saints have praised you, and the just on earth, so that it may be pleasing before your eyes, and for the great benefits that we owe you. For all of this, we all give you endless thanks, confident that with your clemency, our sins may not hinder the love that you always have for us. Never stop looking at us, Our Lady. If your eyes look at us, it is impossible that they will stop helping us. Watch over the Supreme Pontiff. Take care of the universal benefit of the Church, the promotion of the Holy Catholic Faith, the eradication of heresies, and for all the souls in purgatory who from the prison of fire implore your patronage. And finally, because you are our most sweet Mother, bestow on us all your abundant blessing and grant us health of body and soul, so that we may celebrate you later on in the kingdom of glory. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Sa gitna ng dilim at pagdurusa, ang puso'y naghanap ng kalangan. Napapagal ang kaluluwa, tumatago'y di na isang ama.
Sa tuwi na kami ay tumatawag, iniluluhog sa iyo ang sakit na nararamdaman. Kami naway tulungan mo na sana'y maibsan paghihirap na dulot ng kasalanan.
Sumasama